Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Herb Hall. Batting second. The right fielder, Hal Peck. Batting third. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bill McGee. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The catcher, Buddy Rosar. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Mayo Smith. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Bush. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bobo Newsom. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Bobo Newsom. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The center fielder, Milt Burns. Batting third. The right fielder, Lou Finney. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Len Schult. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Mancuso. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Hollingsworth. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Al Hollingsworth. And now, play ball. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall takes first base on ball four. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck bunts for an out with unknown description. Hall moves to second. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schult fields it and has Hall trapped. There's the throw to Gutteridge, who tags Hall for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kell moves to second. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a pop-up towards the mound. Hollingsworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is called out on strikes. One out. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Burns moves to second. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn takes first base on ball four. Burns moves to third. Finney moves to second. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush fields it and throws to second for the out. Burns scores. Finney moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Browns. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Mayo Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Len Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schuld hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Smith. Mancuso reaches second base with a double. Al Hollingsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollingsworth hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 1 in the game. Gutteridge hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobo Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Finney throws the ball into Stevens, who tags Newsom trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Hall hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 0 for 0 in the game. Peck hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Burns takes first base on ball 4. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, McQuinn hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McGee hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 1 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosar hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Smith. Stevens reaches second base with a double. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 1 in the game. Lobbs bunts towards the mound. Newsom fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Stevens moves to third. Len Schuld is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schuld is 0 for 1 in the game. Schuld strikes out. One out. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Mancuso strikes out. Two outs. Al Hollingsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollingsworth is 0 for 1 in the game. Hollingsworth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mayo Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0 for 1 in the game. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schult fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bobo Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Newsom hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 2 in the game. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is thrown out, attempting to steal, by unknown player in unknown way. One out. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Burns strikes out. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Finney hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Irv Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hall hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 0 for 1 in the game. Peck hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 2 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Stevens hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Len Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 2 in the game. Schult hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McGee hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0 for 2 in the game. Rosar hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Mancuso strikes out. One out. Al Hollingsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollingsworth is 0 for 2 in the game. Hollingsworth hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mayo Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge misplays the ball. That's an error on Gutteridge. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0-for-2 in the game. Bush bunts for an out with unknown description. Smith moves to second. One out. Bobo Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Newsom hits a line drive into left field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Burns strikes out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Finney hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 0-for-2 in the game. Peck hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-3 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McGee hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 1, and Philadelphia Athletics, 0. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.